Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Text today is going to be from Genesis 27 and then verse 40. And the subject we want to look at is creating a kingdom future. Can we all say we can create a kingdom future?
We can create a kingdom future.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis 27 verse 40. By your sword, God through Isaac is speaking to Esau.
Says
that by your sword you shall live. And you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you become restless. The King James Version says that when you have the dominion, you become restless, that you shall break his yoke, that is Jacob's yoke of servitude from your neck. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can create a kingdom future for ourselves as a people of color. A kingdom future is one in which God's rule of peace and power and prosperity prevails. A kingdom future is one in which God's rule of protection, purity, pleasure, and possibilities exist. The past may not have been yours. The present may not be yours. But your last chance is the future. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The recent past may not have been ours as a people of color. Maybe now is not our time as a people of color. But we have a chance. There is a future. So you don't have to give the future away to some other person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what by what you do now, you can take hold of the future.
So to a large extent,
the future is predictable. It is predictable. The future is predictable. Yeah. You can predict the future because it is not based on luck.
Neither
is it based on miracle. The future is a continuous progression of the present. So if you are in the present, what it means is that you have an important role to play in realizing a kingdom future. We in Africa cannot continue to live the way we are living. The present arrangement of general overdependence and poverty and ignorance and diseases cannot continue. It is coming to an end in
Amen.
The name of Jesus. I feel very suspicious that certain things are taking place in the realms of the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our present arrangement of marginalization and barely getting along is not right.
Na ye da yetna se o we de be ye mi anya ne kakra kra de bi de bi be ye ya brabo no enya de ya brabo pa.
So we do not want it in our future.
And unto ye mpese sa te bia no ye de kwa ye da chin.
But we have a part to play. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are capable by God to overcome the negatives of our present.
Na wo nyame ama ye ho odene a ye betumi etumi edi edi nyoma edi ye nya wo enane a ye famunu.
And we are overcoming all the negatives of our present in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Na ye edi nyoma boni a edi ye nya wo enane a ye famunu nyina e wo Yesu dim.
Jesus says sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. The evil of today must not perpetuate into our future.
Na Yesu asama yati asese ene ni eko su na ye ye. Enu tini ya enko ye ene wa ye tibi ya munu. Enu wasa ya deko ye da achimu.
And black people everywhere are going to strengthen their positives for the future.
Na se wo ye bibini wo be bibiara no. Nimdia ubenya se aye ye ewe wa ye da achimu no. Enu mu na ye ko sisiara.
I say our positives are going to be strengthened into our future.
Jesus.
We are not going to leave our positives. We are not going to compromise our positives in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Nia ewa ye huse bibi maye ye no. Enya di a ye betu di atine. Nemo ye betu di betu anamo e di akwa ye da chimu ewa ye sudimu.
Things are happening in the spirit.
Na weye nyoma e sisi wo sunsumu ya simu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In order to create a kingdom future, you must have a clear picture of what happened in our past. What has happened in our past? I have seen in Africa a people who are like the Jews. Who have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge as to how to reach the dream or the vision of God that they have.
Ah, omo wo pebi se omo de ne omo ye nyina omo de hwehwe urade na emom ekwan a omo fa so no enye ekwan a etene.
God wanted a kingdom future for the Jewish people.
Na no nyame pe se ahinie da chi wo Jewfo mu no eni da ho.
But they were going about it their own way.
Na emom na omo kwa na ekwan omo ankasa pe so.
This is in Romans chapter 10, verse 1 to 3.
Now, where were Roman fungu, mamu?
That way that prevented the kingdom of God from materializing among the Jewish community. What hindered the kingdom of God from expressing itself practically? Among the Jewish people was Judaism.
Judaism.
It stood against submitting to the right ways of God. In the case of black people everywhere, as for all men, our ways which have created our recent past has been idolatry in the main. Idolatry.
Na se bibi fo so no yeso ye kwan ya na ye prepare se ye besum nyame na mom ye mfa kwan pa no so kwan bone ne ne abosomsom.
That is seeking God through physical object or idol.
And say, wo shisha wo nyame enam enioma eye ade onyame aboso.
Now I want to help us to understand very quickly our recent past by defining and showing you how an idol or potential idol presents itself to you.
Na me pese me chirechire mu na wo hu say kasa abosomsom a ade ade ne ho adi e wa abosomsom mu.
An idol is an icon.
Yakan idol abibia we yidi asi ho.
Is an icon or an excellent alternative to God.
Eya bibia wetumi edi asi wo nyame anamu.
An idol is an excellent alternative to God.
Whom
you can equate to God or put before God.
So
idolatry is having an icon before God. It is having something that you cherish before God. And you cherish it because to you, it can perform and provide just like God.
To you,
an idol comes first and God comes
second. An
idol can be a person or a thing.
A thing
like your job or your work. Or your marriage.
And now I worry.
Or your children.
And now I'm
your academics.
And now I this year.
It can be a system or an idea that you place before God because you think that it is fitting for you to acknowledge it.
Now a nim dear and now a quaya fasu dia idea bia. A si one son when yam ya besa say what do you say? Sadia no ya dear on ya min po bit to me a fasu dia ya umwa.
An idol can also be money.
Na sikasu betumi ayawo ohoni.
And it can be even church.
Asori supo ebetumi ayawo bosom.
It can even be the work of God.
Onyame adwuma na wo ye na mpo wanhwe ya no su betumi ayohoni ama wo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is what an idol is.
Enuti we na ye betumi die si ho se eye ohoni.
And idolatry is practical.
Na se wo suma.
You can say one thing that, oh, me, God first. God is my everything. You know? You can say that. But in practical life, you know that you put some things before God. Even church. So by your lifestyle and by your actions, you can put some icons, some exemplary things before you because it can deliver just like God.
Enuti se wan hwe yi a obetumi anya sa ohoni no wa bra bo mo sa sa ohoni no obetumi aye ade na wadwen yo se wonyankopon be ye no tumo se no ebe be si ho ansa no nyame aba.
How does a potential idol present itself to us now?
Na kwan ben e na sa ohoni no oyi ne ho adi e de kireye enne wo ye ne abrabo aye boyimu.
How can something that can be equated or positioned before God by you present itself to you now?
Na e kwan ben na obetumi di bibia si ho ama ye nsianamu di amo nyame ansa no nyame aba.
I will quickly go through some 5 things with you.
Na me pese me ne wo che enioma enum
about how a potential idol presents itself to you.
Number
1. A potential idol presents itself as somebody or something who already has what you want.
You see that thing
already has what you are looking for.
And
so, you think that it can give to you what you are looking for. Instead of God, you place that thing before God.
So
somebody who does not have what you want cannot be an idol.
Somebody
who is not exemplary cannot be an icon to
you.
Somebody who can help you to get what you want cannot be an idol.
Obi ontumi mwa ma wontumi nya ade a wo hwehwe no enya de obetumi aye wo bosom.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The second way a potential idol presents itself to you now is that it presents itself as somebody or something who is interested in things around you.
Na eda ne hu adi ti se onipa na ade a na ni ji enioma ekoso wo hu wabra bonum no hu.
A potential idol tries to identify with you.
Na ade betumi aye ohoni ana abosom no eye enioma bi a e se sadie we dia me pente wo so wo pe ye nyina ye pe.
Yeah, it tries to become one with you, become interested in your things. It tries to show that it is interested in your welfare.
Na eda ne hu adi se o ade a wo ye mani je ho wa bra bo a wo bo no me be mu amanioma akoyie ama ho.
Like your work and your organization, the job that you do,
it is say wadwuma wo ye,
it presents itself as something that is interested in your welfare, interested in your family and all that.
Na eda ne hu adi it is say ade bi a eya ade e be bo san san numu na obetumi anya nioma e de abo abusu ano.
In Psalm 115 verse 4, the Bible says it's got a mouth, it's got a nose, it's got ears and all that. So it looks like you, it identifies with you.
Now can you know more how any dunsia or see o honey no or wine or so or no tis said ya will be pepe.
And it has got silver and gold.
And I will see kakoko.
Something that you want.
Sika woshu shekes.
Number 3. How does a potential idol present itself?
A kwambana bosom dear anase o honi edan wedi.
It presents itself as somebody or something who does not point you to God first, but to himself first. It presents itself as somebody who tries to make you dependent on him. To this potential idol, God is secondary. It comes first. It can be your job. It can be your marriage. It can be your children. It can even be church.
This
potential idol doesn't refer you to God. It stands in the way of you getting committed to God. Tell the person who is sitting by you, this is real. This is real. Idolatry has always been the problem of mankind. But we must know how it presents itself now. So number 4, how does a potential idol present itself to you today? It presents itself as somebody or something who seems to have a form of help, but who cannot really help. It tries to show that it wants to help you, but the help that it offers is not proper help. They heal slightly, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. Number 5. A potential idol presents itself as somebody or something closer to God and special to God, better placed before God than you.
Na edane hu adi ti se obi a wadwe wonyame hu ye pa, tese onyame enim ne pa, eni ti oyewasi akwan a untumi ehu onyame ye.
that if you want to get to God, you better come through me, because I'm very close to him. When I do it with you, everything will be okay.
Now, what done when they say, oh, so who person who knew me, the actual who found me, where son said, when you're meaning who I'm in the secretary, and it will find me more, and you know, be who knew me.
What should be our attitude towards idols?
Now, come back, and I was say, yeah, and the trust, sir, oh, who knew, and done where did it train?
Because potential idols or icons, modern day icons, and exemplary people, people who are what you want, I tell you, they will always be with you. They will always be with us.
Now, and you may done the way they say, oh, honey, and now, or I did be a done the way they say, who here, pan, and I did a done, you know, a bear way and chain.
Because you cannot really do without icons.
Now, Nadia, who bet to me, I hear Bibi, I won't fast sound crawfway here. One way, you know, maybe I won't show one way. Who to me for money, Juma?
You need your job.
Who here with Juma?
You need your husband.
Who here, who kunu?
You need your church.
Who here was sorry?
You need a black man. You need a white man.
Who here, Broni? Who here, Bibini?
You need.
Who here?
Yeah. Some here? People behave as if, well, we don't need your language. We don't need anything. We don't need anything from the white man. I'm telling you, you need it.
Webinu ma yoma jinsa, Broni, yehiani hui, yehiani kasa. Na weni nya, weni oya bede nya lens. Anything ya tibia, who here, Broni kakra?
Let's watch it and interpret as I'm doing. There is something happening in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. What is our attitude? What should be your attitude towards an idol, modern day idol in your life?
You
should not place them before God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They will be around you, but not before God. You tell them, this one, there is a place that you cannot be in my life. That is a challenge of the modern day believer. The challenge of not letting anything take the place of God in your life.
God
is going to give you power today. He is going to give you grace today. That you will know how to place and structure things in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Receive it.
Wow. There was a time that Jacob saw Esau as an idol. Jacob saw Esau as an idol. It means that somebody who had something that he, Jacob, wanted. He saw in Esau somebody who was exemplary.
You
know, they were twins. Jacob and Esau were twins. But they were very different practically. At least initially, they were practically having different lifestyles. But in almost everything, Esau was ahead of Jacob. People of color are generally and practically behind in many areas of life. Like Jacob, being naturally, practically behind Esau in many areas.
She said, Jacob, then you know, no more baby, or what? Not a idea or Jacob, no, Esau, a cheek.
Let me take you to some five things that Esau had that Jacob wanted.
Now, me person, me new, me cheer, and you may be an Esau, what? Not Jacob,
and we are going to see how Jacob got that thing.
Now, your baby, Suya, a quiet Jacob of our senior son, your man.
All right?
Yeah.
Number one,
yeah, kind.
Naturally, Esau was the firstborn.
Now, Esau no ya bakain.
So Jacob was behind Esau.
And uti Esau bayan sana Jacob eba.
Number two,
yato sumienu.
Spiritually, Esau had the birthright.
Na sum sumu na Esau owo birthright.
benefit of being a firstborn. The birthright had 22 blessings with it, including the blessing of the fact that the firstborn belonged to God. It's a special belonging.
Na eye bibi sronko esan se sa aduma ewo sa abakan no hon ewo nhira eduonu ba ko uwie susu a uwo waje nhira uwie susu a waja no ojawo odewo bo afore diwo menyame wo yonyame dia.
So spiritually Jacob didn't have that advantage.
Na susum na Jacob onisa emoano.
Number 3,
yeto sumiansa.
Emotionally Esau was closest or closer and loved by the father Isaac.
Na say e kan kita hudie mu no na Esau obene papa pana na ne papa so penasem.
How will you feel if you are a twin and your father likes one and really doesn't like you?
E kwan be na wo benya se wo ye ntafo na wo ja do ba kosin ba ko a mo be ye sen.
You are not siblings, so you are twins.
Enya se mo ye obi ni na chiri ba mo ye ntafo.
So emotionally Jacob was bankrupt. Every man who wants to get close to their father.
Na say e kan kitamudie mo na Jacob dio ni san se obi biara be pese won ni naja ebenyan kitamudie be ma biara.
Number 4.
Yato so 9.
Physically Esau was strong. He was daring. He was a hunter.
Na ye kan Esau no yo bia ne ho odin, no yo bia okwa ha ban mu, ne ho odin amkasa.
Jacob was a man, but he didn't look like a man.
Jacob dear. No nimpo or nimpo.
Number 5 and the last. Socially.
Say I can eniswa niswa.
Among men.
Wo nipemwa.
Esau looked like a man. He was hairy. He looked like a man. If you see him, say here comes a man. Jacob, you can't say that.
Na Esau yo bia no ye bemamu enwi ewo no hankasa. Na Jacob there be.
So on the face of it, Jacob didn't seem to have a great future.
And notice na ye keka wen nyina boma na ye say Jacob ne da che no enya de be koyie.
But Jacob created one for himself.
Na su Jacob obobi e man ho.
In spite of all of the disadvantages, Jacob did something, and that is what I am bringing to us. Because you may feel disadvantaged naturally, socially, spiritually, whatever, emotionally. But Jacob did something which later on Esau even learned from. Now, in order for him to create a kingdom future, a future where the features of the kingdom of God, like peace and the presence of God, Jacob turned the tide around. He turned it so around that he became the icon, and Esau rather had to learn from him.
Na a woman said, ya kika we nyina bom na che se Jacob di anka enko ye ma no na mo ma me be sun ya otu anamo bi na namo no otu ye na di anka enko ye ma na be ko ye ma no na wi ase no enka no na nka Jacob o hwe ni nua Esau se bibi wodi mu a obehia na mo mo tu sa na mo no afa ko ba ni se Esau mom e hwe Jacob na di e wo no ho no wanya.
It is time for some people to come to you and learn, because you know from the word of God how to create a kingdom future from a place of disadvantage. Jacob went to that point where he so created this kingdom future that God said, through you, I'm going to bring my nation. That is a ruling nation. Israel means that he rules with God. The L is God. Israel just means a prince, somebody who rules with God. And out of the loins of Jacob, who was spiritually disadvantaged, came out the Israel of God. 12 tribes of Israel that the whole world benefits from. Is it possible for you to create a kingdom future? When clearly you are behind in everything, I say to you, through the cross of Jesus, it is possible.
Amen. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on high.